Yeah, no, I'm delighted. I've been having kind of really good run of form, but I knew like Sligo course would be really well organised and be a fast course, and there's so many good local athletes, so you'd be a really good battle, and it was a really tough race with young Lucas Lyons, so he kind of pushed me all the way, so I'm delighted.
Now, Lucas Lyons was out in front, by he had a bit of a lead on you, but you bided your time.
Yeah, I suppose I don't have the speed of the young lads, but I have the experience, so I gone out pretty hard, so I had to just keep relaxed. And when I caught him, I would have a good kick, so I kind of broke him with 800 meters to go and opened up a gap and managed to hold it together. So I'm really delighted. I know he's going to go on to do great things in the sport, so it's nice to get the win there.
You're wearing a North Belfast singlet, but you're an Enniskillen man. Lisnaskee is home for you.
Yeah, I'm from Lisnaskee. I work in Belfast one day a week, but the rest of the time I'm in Lisnaskee. So I'm running with North Belfast because we have a really strong team and compete in European competitions. So it's a really good group. But yeah, I've always loved doing local races and supporting them. And yeah, so I've really enjoyed that.
Will you come back and defend your title next year?
Yeah, hopefully. I don't think it'll be easy though. I know there's a couple of runners who missed tonight, like John Travers and Oisin Gallen. So I'm sure they'll be back next year too in Hungary for it. But yeah, I look forward to it. But definitely, it was a great race. So yeah.
Well, congratulations, Conan, on your win.
Cheers, thank you very much. Cheers, thank you.
North Leitrim Athletic Club's Lucas Lyons is here, runner-up in the main men's race here at the Streets of Sligo 5K. We thought for a while there was going to be a North Leitrim winner of the Streets of Sligo 5K. You had a lead there for a while, Lucas.
I did, yeah. I know we got it. I got out very well and I felt good on the first 2K. Around 3K now, Conan passed me and I tried to go with it. But he had a bit more strength today. Now it's been a busy year with the races so far. So maybe tired legs kicking in the last mile there. Yeah.
Well, you're only 17, yeah, so you've got your best years ahead of you. This is a learning curve for you.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. No. No. Not every race can go to plan now, and maybe that was an example of it there today. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't terrible. Now it was a good time, but. Yeah, there's more there. There's more there, definitely.
I'm sure there is. Are you enjoying your running at the moment?
Oh, it's going great now. We've had a few nice wins this year already, you know. So
remind people listening of some of them.
Right. So when in May, the 1500 in Belfast, I ran a 3:50, and then just last weekend I ran a 3K in Belfast and I ran 8:27, both winning both them races. So yeah, maybe feeling the effects of them races now today, but. Yeah, I'm happy with how the progress has come on this year.
Right now, at 17, you're a young fella.
Yeah.
What's your favourite distance right now, would you say?
Ooh, I'd have to say the 1500 is it's a great event because there's a great competitiveness in Ireland. There's so many great runners to go up against every week. So yeah, it's a great event to run. Yeah.
It's a strong discipline right now. We have the Andrew Coskerins, yes, Nick Riggs, yeah. You know, so you're working on a high bar there.
Yeah, the standard's set very high in Ireland, you know. From very high quality athletes from the 1500, so it's getting stronger every year, so yeah, it's a nice distance to run. Yeah.
Well, clearly you enjoyed the Streets of Sligo running on it to finish second tonight. Yeah. But are you gravitating towards the track, do you think, longer term?
I think so, yeah. I think it's gone very well this year, and it's definitely something that's getting better year on year, and it's looking like it's going to be the main focus in the future, yeah.
Well done tonight.
Thank you very much.
The winner of the women's race from Tuam Athletic Club in Galway, Alex Joyce. Your time, Alex?
16:31.
Not bad for a 5K in the rain at Sligo.
Yeah, it was actually a tough enough course, to be honest. It hit a few... Well, the first hill, I was trying to just keep it slow, but the adrenaline was pumping, and I was like, no, keep it in control, because there's a long way to go yet.
Was this your first time to run the Streets of Sligo 5K?
Yeah, it was my first ever time racing it.
So the course was new.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue where you're going. I go to college here in Sligo, but... I'm so bad with directions. I hadn't a clue where we were going. I was like, half the time I didn't know. I was just watching the stewards and the people in front of me. And my lefts and rights are bad as well. So I was just like, which way?
And yet you managed to cross the line first.
Yeah. Somehow. I got around anyway. So wasn't too bad. Yeah,
lovely event to be part of, though.
Yeah, it was great, and everybody was so friendly and nice, and like all the crowd kept me going so well. Like, I didn't expect there to be, like, even when we came to like Dorley Park, I was kind of expecting, like, you know, no one to be around, but everybody that was walking and stuff was stopping and cheering you on, so it was lovely.
So you're not completely alien to Sligo, you're studying here at ATU. What are you studying?
Biomedical science. Okay. Yeah.
And you know other Sligo athletes like Lauren Cadden and others here, so you know the territory a little bit.
Yeah, we all train with Dermot. So
McDermott?
Yeah, Dermot McDermott, so legend man, like.
So Believe and Achieve has worked for you here in Sligo.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He's unreal, like, do you know.
And what is the goal for you athletics-wise? I mean, how serious are you taking this sport?
Well, I'm hoping Mike gets selected for European under-23s in this 3K steeplechase.
Okay, that's serious.
Yeah, yeah. There's three of us have ran the standard, so we'll just see how it goes. Like, I don't want to put too much pressure on it. It's about enjoying it. You know, I want to step on the line every time and just smile and say, this is what I love to do, so, you know.
And growing up in Tuam, was this your sport?
I actually played camogie for Ceylon. Yeah, so I started off, I think I did a few cross-country runs when I was in primary school, but I didn't start running until TY, so around 14 or 15, and then I actually started in sprints and started doing the distance then, and I really, really like it. So.
And what clicked with the distance that you started enjoying the longer runs?
I think you just have the opportunity to, like, mentally, like, if you're halfway through a race, I feel like you can mentally push more in a distance race than you can in a sprint, you know, because it's over so quickly, whereas in a distance race you can kind of chat to yourself. It sounds a bit insane, but you can just tell yourself, like, keep going, you know, and like just push on.
Well, I know you said you haven't got a great sense of direction, but it looked okay to me winning the Women's Streets of Sligo 5K. I hope you find the way back to your digs now in ATU.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, the prize giving at the Streets of Sligo 5K has finished, and one man holding two trophies is Seamus Summers, who won the over 50 men's category. That won't come as a great surprise, and he was in the top cluster of the main event itself. But Seamus, you're also holding the memorial trophy for Joe Davey, who was a great friend of Sligo Athletics and the Streets of Sligo 5K.
Yes, Austin, he certainly was. He was a good friend of mine. We would have ran together for many years, training together for long runs and stuff like that when he was doing the marathon. So when I heard the Streets of Sligo was on again this year, I secretly hoped that this would have been revived again, and I'm absolutely delighted to be standing here holding it because in Joe's memory. So, yeah.
It's a perpetual trophy, so you'll have to give it back.
I'll give it back, but I won't give it up without a fight next year again. So, yeah, so I'll hold on to it for as long as I can.
This is a lovely event to be part of in your hometown.
It is, yes. It's great to have it back. Like, the event was last held in 2019. Where they closed off the streets as well, and it was very successful, had great numbers, and yeah, it was great to see nearly 500 people here again tonight. The streets closed off, running the main loop of the town, and then went to the outskirts of Dorley Park and back into the centre of town as well. It was a fantastic event, and great to see so many people out cheering us on as well around the town. So,
and Aisling Davey is here with us as well. Lovely to have this memento for Joe for a real Sligo event.
Absolutely, I'm honoured to be presenting it to a friend of ours, Seamus, a local lad, and it's couldn't go to a better place. Yeah,
he'd I'm be happy to see Seamus winning it, I think.
I'd say he was egging him on. Absolutely. Honoured to be giving it to Seamus, yes.